Not that long. In fact, he was the one that came out there in the audience today at this conference, this risk management conference that I attended, and said, hey, you guys in this room have much more experience than I ever will have. But here's what he says. He goes, I'm the new guy. I've spent most of my career in the private sector, so I have a lot to learn about the government works. In fact, he told a story about he wanted to work more with industry and get their opinion on stuff, and he realized that there's some things that kind of stand in his way when he contacts industry, and I think he said that for him was a real eye-opener. Zine says he's been on a listening tour across government to understand, you know, what's working, what's not, and what really keeps managers up at night.
The bottom line is those financial pressures, the deficit, coupled with this rising dissatisfaction, I believe creates urgency. So I don't think this is a period of business as usual or incremental change, but rather a period requiring significant change.
Now, he talked about this plenty of success stories that he's learned from his time visiting with agencies. And he says, you know, they're not talked about enough. He points to the Citizen and Immigration Services kind of website to track immigration applications that they turned around in 90 days.
Yeah.
That was one. Now, obviously, that's this administration. But he pointed to several others that have been going on for quite a while. He says, federal workers face too many barriers that they have to kind of continually overcome to address this urgency and to more consistently find success. Now, he talked a little bit about his philosophy as well, and it's really based on the idea that where execution and implementation, it really is more important than strategy when it comes to really achieving that success.
So if he says feds face those barriers, what are the biggest ones that the agencies have to overcome to improve the management of the people and the programs?
Sure. Now, not surprisingly, they're the four big ones that we've been talking about. But none of them, you know, we've all heard them really before many times.
This is perhaps the strongest message that I heard across my 100-day listening tour. People know what needs to be done, but there are too many barriers to getting it done. The four that I hear most often are shown on this slide. The first is senior leader focus. Political appointees traditionally focus on policy, not management or implementation. They tend to turn over every 18 months, maybe 2 years. And this turnover, combined with this lack of focus, has an impact on career managers that they feel every day. Next, failed IT. We have outdated systems across government. Too many processes remain paper-based, and we have a history of failed attempts to upgrade our IT. Third, contracting. It's a cumbersome process, it's slow, and we don't take advantage of our position as the world's largest purchaser. Finally, hiring. Very difficult to compete for talent when it takes almost a half a year to hire someone.
Now, he calls this the quadruple whammy. Now, each of these, in one way or another...
Wasn't that a game show? Quadruple whammy?
Whammy. Each of them, in one way or another, stands in the way of agencies getting their specific mission priorities done.
Execution is not just important at IBM. In fact, I believe it's the most important driver of value across the whole of the private sector. This data comes from stock market analysts. On the left-hand side, across the private sector, execution is the number one factor for determining a company's value, more important than the quality of the strategy or even the credibility of the management team. On the right-hand side, execution failures are the single greatest risk for companies. But as big as execution is in business, I think it's even more important and more challenging in government. This is my major conclusion from these first 100 days. This is where we should focus our energy, freeing up the people serving government to get things done for the American people. And I propose that this be my main mission as Chief Performance Officer, focusing on building a culture of results across government.
So does Mr. Zients have plans on how to overcome these barriers?
Now, we've talked about, I think, this before on your show. There are several initiatives going on across all four of these areas. Cloud computing, data.gov, for examples of how the administration believes technology can improve. And, of course, the administration has discussed federal contracting a great deal as well.
I believe we need to remake how we do contracting. We need to make processes work better. We need to be more responsive and faster, and we need to save money. In March, the president put a stake in the ground that we'd save $40 billion off of that $500 billion base. Contracting divides into two broad categories: more commodity-like products and services, and more complex purchases. For commodity-like purchases, because we are so siloed, we oftentimes don't pool our purchasing power. Because we require so much compliance, even though we're large, we tend to be more expensive to serve. There are hundreds of opportunities for us to lower our costs through strategic sourcing.
He also talks about the work that they're doing to reform the hiring process with OPM. Mm. And he's trying to, what he calls, instill a culture of sustainability. Now, this is the idea that it's very similar to what I think the Bush administration was trying to do with the management agenda and really institutionalize it. Now, he says OMB will focus on four principles to help overcome these challenges. These include prioritization, transparency, engagement, and change management.
I believe that to focus on everything is to focus on nothing. Naming priorities with clarity is the first principle of execution. We've jump-started prioritization in the form of high-priority performance goals. We've asked each agency's senior team to identify their handful of most important management goals, anywhere from 3 at a smaller agency to no more than 8 at a larger department. We are really excited about what's happening here. The goal-setting conversations are engaged at the right level. Cabinet secretaries and deputy secretaries fully scrubbed in on what the goals should be, making the appropriate trade-offs, and thinking through how they're going to accomplish these management, not policy, goals. I believe this is the first step in overcoming that other barrier that we talked about, senior focus.
Now, Zine says these goals will be made or part of the 2011 budget process, and once they're finalized, they'll eventually be made public for all of us to see.
So this administration's management approach is going to be different than prior administrations. How?
Now, we've talked about this before, and I think that there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of interest, or call it what you will, about how this administration will continue, will change, will how will they manage certain areas of the federal government. Zine slowly has been offering these details, and we've talked about this on your guys' show several times, from different hearings to different memos. And this is the second time I've really heard him talk about this in the past few weeks, about this specific point in discussing how the Obama administration's management focus will be different.
We are moving from command and control to focused collaboration. Let me highlight some of the changes that we have underway at OMB. On the left hand of the slide, we are going to move from OMB setting priorities to the agency setting the priorities, from oversight to partnership, from shipping reams of guidance to two-way dialogue around how we achieve the desired outcome. From transparency, not just for accountability, but for idea flow, and to find the best practices and share them broadly. From ad hoc engagement of stakeholders such as Congress to regular communication. That's a sense of the change that we have underway for me and my team at OMB. I'm sure we will mess up and we'll slip into old patterns. So call us out on that, but I'm committed to you that we will serve you differently than we have in the past.
Now, Zines tells me he's about 80% or so finished with his management approach, and what he's going to call maybe the pillars of management. He says they're still working on that specific name. And interestingly, he goes, you know, I know the name is important. I know whatever we call it.
Those things matter.
It's right. And he recognizes that. So that's part of what they're working on over the next few months. But remember one thing, I think, is very important. It's going to be a combination of government-wide priorities, technology, procurement, HR, but also agency-specific. They really want agencies to pick out what do they want to accomplish over the next 12 to 24 months and be really focused on those
things.
This
really sounds like his most complete. I mean, he's talked about bits and pieces of it, but this sounds like a place where he really laid out the, at least as far as we've seen it so far,
he definitely went further than before. I mean, he talked for almost an hour with questions and everything. Uh-huh. And I think that's the most he's talked, you know, he's testified before in the test of, you know, before Congress, he's gone for more than an hour. But this was just him really laying out the thought process, laying out the ideas. And it'll be interesting to see kind of what's the end result over the next few months of what this agenda, if you will look like.